Hello, as Boileam Shuish Altacha, she Clenig Ailton Clay Show. My name is Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Did he ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
And this programme, which goes by the name of Clenig Ail, is a bilingual one, Clare Hengachi. So we'll be hearing about one topic in the English language, as Machion Cushelia, Perdelia Jane Skeeline, the Jar of Sahilg, and another topic, in fact another part of our story, in the Manx Gaelic, Chinyanamera, the mother tongue of Elian Vanin, the Isle of Man. As Bannacht and you reach, well, 3 weeks ago, or so, something like that, we were looking at the rich wording of advertisements which appeared on the front page of the Manx Advertiser and Weekly Intelligencer, and that was from February of 1820, 200 years ago. We'll see what else we can glean from those columns. On scoutus na bain, ta na bain na nimen na rsul, manche Frederick is na deinjäger, ach, denke liau shen na yunu, der van wullien gei erna ljegalok les pudr gon. Tacus de vein maru the jarro was to dull you lottage, Goldsjach a cavil brown yardle boxer. A little while ago in Clairnagale we heard Breton singer Gwenin leading in a version of Sona Shistr, the song in praise of cider. Well, here she goes beyond, or further, or more. Entual is the title of the song. Tas you geist jachrish radio vanning, stas you nashun, skelliena was dulish, Ellen Vanning.
Oh,
Breton singer Gwenon and the song Entoile, Beyond. We were looking at advertisements from a newspaper published 200 years ago, and we move on to more. We've read already of Ballacunya House, a ladies' seminary run by Miss Christian and her niece, Miss Clucas. And we read of the Reverend Robert Brown. Of course, he was the father of T.E. Brown, and at that time, 200 years ago, T.E. Brown was still 10 years in the future at the time of this 1820 advertisement of the Douglas Grammar School. And finally we heard of Thomas Maunsell White, who was advertising his proposed classical school, with its emphasis on Greek and Latin. And following on from those is an advertisement headed Ladies' Class. Mr. George Lowe informs the inhabitants of Douglas and its vicinity that he's opened a class for the tuition of young ladies in the branches of reading, English grammar, writing and arithmetic, geography and the use of the globes. G.L. flatters himself that by a studious attention to the real progress of his pupils, he'll be able to give satisfaction to such parents or guardians who may favour him with their patronage. When a grain and for crag and lurga boxer, gunye the piendach. Honnake roche, ulyu a labarach troms, ea chrogel a ulyin rei vayen undin, as hanna se hielten as ege, renen nyartige heen sonnen over. Ach, sonnen chirchiert, henke dee, de rauwe unlein jeg deesh. As fuddin around the muscle and moor eg a cat morvad kiet the row. Tre ren the bay and fag and the bradach gainye ben altas, heel at the gun guller ligger ish, shach kieten veer na ligger oly kujach, as heel at an red jint eg Napoleon cormolia solia dowsen ern imacock, ve gian down the yashen as olyu, the row at their chosna, barriach woor. Vashirveish trom chushach na meriugint son na bain vamarowit secha. Hjarn boxer as clover, a wagon vagol er imidor mo couch na meriu. As ren Napoleon heen, shul e kion a nyarbel. As was trom chushach gus, well, bolvenach for the show Willie Kemp as Curly Mackay.
Four and 20 merry maids get out to carry meer, and only in come back again, for she was feeling queer at the ball, the ball, the ball had been the brig. Second a carry on, get on, it was an half a rig. Some get to the corn yard, others to the sprouts, and you couldn't see the barn flee, for bottles went in corks at the ball, the ball, the ball of carry meer, eh, the lot of folk that get up there, the cost and half a steer. The dominie's wife, she was there, buckles on her sheen, a wreath of roses ruin her head and specks upon her een. At the ball, her frock of diagrams, with coloured hose upon her tweets and fancy necky dams. Geordie had a humpy back, he said it gave him pain, when his jacket tail was lifted up with flew a cloak and hen. At the ball, he stopped the conversation, when the hen got fluttering out, it cast a consternation. The minister's daughter, she was there and she was worst of all. She drunk a smuckle fusky, she couldn't stand a va. At the ball, she calmed the muir and sweet, but when the ball was at his head, the fusion left her feet. Kirsty Smith was all dressed up, she'd on her lip a blister. When she was kissing Tinker Jock, she burst it on his whisker. At the ball, Kirsty couldn't smile, for the split she hid up on her lip, it felt like half a mile. The hallway she come hurtling bane upon an oxter staff. She said she danced the heel and fling and managed to get you off. At the ball, she hooked and pecked and swat till the beads of perspiration would have felt all the lace hot. Tommy Stewart, the laird's man, long may thrive. He polished off a plum duff, sent Connick to their five. At the ball, he swallowed out like a cheese. It took him fully 30 days to set down by degrees. Peter Black was keen and Jean and Sarah tried to coax her. Finn the dance, the Berlin rail, she slivered and he's hoaxed her at the ball, he's put her home for keeps, and now she rocks his cradle and feeds her out when eats. Jimmy on his dimmer legs screwed on the sofa caster. He tried a race with Hilly's mare and on the brae he passed her at the ball he skated through in the nukes till at last he landed in the dam and scattered out the dukes. Johnny Clark would sing a song for standing on a form. They battered him with rotten eggs afore he could perform at the ball he fell down with a dird. The crater spear and he come round if he had got the bird. So here's to El Kerrymere and here's to the ball. I canna sing another verse, my thrapple's ower small for the ball, of Kerrymere. If you dinna like the singing note, you surely man be queer.
And that's Willie Kemp singing, Curly Mackay playing the accordion, The Ball of Kerrymere. You may know your own version of that. For sledden there lay courage on gin the word alia, for a renin, or regin, as liga elia gun, as for guter liege e ool courage de dach bech, lest de aunt saru e dach ochsig, as tri bristigan e dach morda. Ve fogrish mach de bech a ka emmisich, ka William Gay, as the round Napoleon crew ounder naw, order of Radach Genia, who gave us in heen. Ons the Ginson Cajun va kush donnen a noten bank, ern and gerud. She learn again a salmon a saw, the denk na muchen, kistje de ostje bay, on cellar and a tie. Gewak perge bi ag getreif an tai hojach gul cumlon. An ni sien, henk vain tai erinach an sien de rein gul goil de herd. As onsen, fa co yin de zed a chulio fech, fa klinken be an harsen ernen mester. Mus lleo ur lug nai, fa Napoleon, as e kiau sian eith bowler Mancha Jones, ra agen de bachtel. Another notable thing about these advertisements is the way they're written, not just the grandiloquent sentences, but with all the nouns written with a capital letter. Now, it's not something that follows in the articles published elsewhere in the newspaper, but it's certainly the style used in all these advertisements that appear here, not just on the front page, but elsewhere in the newspaper as well. Although, to be fair, there are only four pages of the newspaper altogether. Let's finish off this advertisement by George Lowe about his ladies' class. Hours for attendance, morning from 12:30 to 2. Well, I wonder how that counts as morning when it starts 30 minutes after noon. A clue in there, isn't there, really? Morning from 12:30 to 2, and in the evening from 4 until 6, in the schoolroom, Athol Street. So, this is another advertisement which has been running for some time, because it still goes on to refer to the Christmas vacation, surely I would say, over by early February. And that's Mormor's favourite valse, grandmother's favourite waltz, played by Anawa Tau, who are from Cornwall and Brittany, although that tune itself was written by August Stromberg from Sweden. He was born about 1860, and that's one of his tunes. Asiwn yr asiwn dy radio fan hyn. Ysiodd yw ychlech hengach Clenigail. Si Robert Cydyn Cawsl ymys, Robert y Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
So whilst I'm sure Mr. Lowe's Christmas vacation was over by the second week in February, these advertisements were evidently left to run third week in February, whatever it is. That one for the Balacunya House Ladies Seminary says that the Christmas vacation will close on the 10th of January. So it obviously started running when that date was in the future, but here was this same advertisement still being printed a month or more after that date. But back to George Lowe. During the Christmas vacation, the hours for attendance will be from 10 to 12 in the morning. So at least we can agree this time on that timing as being appropriate to a morning session. But then he goes on, and from 2 to 4 in the evening. Well, afternoon, surely, rather than evening. There's probably no precise definition of it, but perhaps the evening is when the time is drawing closer to midnight than it is to midday. However, finally, George Lowe's advertisement tells us, for his ladies' class, terms 1 guinea per quarter. The chitmach as Doris na coolia, liga de bew magit de close as arsulation stiach chaus dairish. Ach, Savora, fe tostage dawn croch yr skin yn tai erniach, fe djinn yr awn mwchyr bi y chos. Fe bunnus nai yr ychlag tref y sgwyl yr hagen, as e siwl dy môl as dy lag chriach, dolar na swlio nega, a fama nega croch y sys dy ffes na chwl. As ons dach comma ve gin de ve ching the throne. Renne sumner a chalia in the bain as dinchy dow the row, nyach aglach ege de heilige gemach. Van cumreg Napoleon ons red a vesh. Rog sus bar doon. Va kunlach curricis chamui je dorsen de tayerniach as hein the bain berna cadenoch. Les djer ons nasulien, vrij en derre weg djen weg elje, kree jinnachid de raunen li djelach kortjer sulvau. Hai fau me giet der en snowball, verjere hall, rege, de chor njauw stjach ons bi Napoleon. Here's Mona Douglas singing A Wren and Ye, a song she collected in Macleod, and this is a version in which David Kilgallen has overdubbed himself accompanying Mona.
Thank you.
Reine na Ní, performed by Mona Douglas, and the accompaniment on piano and fiddle was performed by David Kilgallen, dubbing it on an old recording. Eg nenjeg er a chlag, henk squila mach di inu fogra elia. Moran jinnu jernach egas a tail, ren an cumreg Napoleon fogra chamach ser a trom. Da darach deir a bèish fai giu joch mestjalach. Ach, glorish an yaster beg van Napoleon jinn da vei began na share. As a mora a gain, otach squila inch tau da rawi da mai fo rad da chaurl. Lloris fasta an lea shen va Napoleon gavrach arish. As a lea a gain va fisrach edin, da rau ser a courage de wimper, da chionacha uns willingdon, cius da lloran an machion imbel a shila. Siachtan a san ma hug Napoleon serachan da bech a padag veg chau hall jain ulach, as vei fawu ro shen cori raliadi mor aberson bein va sha a vei overoc, da vei courage fo an chiach. Vei courage ma gyd da rau an aber couches va feim er cor rad an on gi rish. Along with bits of news and other advertisements, the island's weekly free newspaper, The Courier, sometimes adds an extra front page, which is a wraparound advert for a supermarket. So you can perhaps bear that style of advertising in mind as we move on to the next advertisement here. Wholesale and retail. Teas, groceries and spirits. Thomas Garrett, with strong feelings of gratitude to his friends and the public for the great portion of patronage given to his establishment since his commencement in business, begs leave to acquaint them that he's laid in well-selected stock of all articles in the grocery line, also teas, wines, and spirits of excellent quality, all of which he assures his friends shall be sold at such moderate profit as he hopes will entitle him to a continuance of public favour. Duke Street, Douglas, August the 23rd, 1819. So obviously his particular advert had been running for half a year by this time. Now we heard Anau Atau. I mentioned that they're a Cornish and Breton band, and now we move to a gentlemen singers from Cornwall. They're from what's it called? I've forgotten the name of the place now. Isn't it awful? Porthtowan is the Cornish for it. I'll bring it to my Newquay. That's the word I'm looking for in English. And this is from way down below Newquay. In fact, this is going down to Cadgwith, the Cadgwith anthem sung by Ol and Gwella.
Come fill up your glasses and let us be merry. For to rob and to plunder it is our intent, as we roam through the valley, where the lily and the roses and the beauty of Kashmir lay drooping its head. Then away. In the distance there's footsteps approaching. Stand, stand and deliver, it is our watch cry, as we roam through the valley, where the lily and the roses and the beauty of Kashmir lay drooping its head. Then away. Tawek, Tawek, Canning Lawek, Tross, Hart, Trace, Wurstonessa, Sevek, Sevek, Adaskol, Havona, Pjordi, Ali, Ove, Drain, and So, Mighty, Rambler, Geno,
Not all the advertisements are written in such a pleasant frame of mind as those we've heard to do with trying to attract pupils for those various schools and classes, or Thomas Garrett hoping to increase his sales. We've got a couple here, the first of which is prefaced, "Caution! All persons found trespassing with dog and gun, or poaching in any manner whatever, upon the estate of Ballacreggan, Kirkmackel, will be prosecuted to the utmost rigour of the law." So that's fairly uncompromising, which leads us on to the next one. Notice, it begins quite mildly, but then goes on. Major Tubman, being determined to protect the salmon fisheries of the Bay and River of Douglas, as far as in him lies, hereby gives notice that if any person be found fishing in the said river without a written permission, such offender shall be prosecuted with the utmost rigour of the law. Ach de leer, henk fist thou the rowy foe Napoleon, quer le shorni. Musha tre sho henk tacher quech, as gon va pecher be the higgle. E the row, mush de yeger a chlag, va tar men urds a close, as ren the bain sirech a mach as na stalinok. Se ye as va re holison. Eg bun de vole eg kjon toltwur, red van a shach anach an scroot, va era, na lai brish ons de vir. Va squealer, jint neil de shaladach, na lai skelt mach lyori. As fag as de, va londair na lai. As skaben faint as pot der na hilga herish de faint van. Ren na mordi chalira cochrunyach a magit squealer, as renad gol merish backus a tai erniach, chalias vat va ablid ega shul. Han nodach ferrer be jin a bain, cor bun na bearer saw. El yimaje shan benjamin, ren snoggle lachab yaur ega lesh, achtus tushtach. As ve jin the rawi tickle, ach, a rawi arltach, the grey veg.
Thank you.
and some great playing by the band Cherish the Ladies, and they call that the Ravelled Hank of Yarn Set. Ah, sure, you stashun the nashun, Radio Vanim, Shea Clenigail, the Guller Scaliena, Meren Peen, Robert Cutting Oswald, Robert Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
A Clenigain a Sanma, Chow Muriel Tasta, Chowds Villai Jeheen, the Shach Anachan, the Raufair Elia Jow was Vamarinus and Ach Vacunion Eric Nabain. Vad Smunion, the Rau, a Huego Anna, Chajin becher be you jock mestulach. Och, for de ogle gerudichok. Ons firnius vanana relai. Chajin becher be you jock mestulach as taus. High trail yawasha houds for ingen scaltich box a cowrel. Ren na toyach de goil a chrogl a wulion ghe an le lug de ödeilich an a variach ver jit go cion. Ren boxa gobl square vai over irish le. As mar cush on a roil desin hin, charen e liege de pecher bi fagan de rawe ons pian. Na faster an bega yinach I goil rish de privejach rish clover, de rawen ingen burra ersan de moor. Ren lo clover corlies den ingen lish glabag and the luthen renny erlichel jorish ud de chainia. Now we move on to another advertisement. Wanted for a minor, says the next advertisement. A loan of £4,500. At 6% lawful interest. Well, there'd be quite a few people interested today, I'm sure. The Guardians, it says, of John Philip Garrett, proprietor of the estates of Ballabruy in the Carrick, situated in the parish of Lazare in the Isle of Man, are authorised by the Honourable Court of Chancery to raise a sum of £4,500 for the purpose of paying off certain mortgages affecting the said premises. These lands are tithe-free, and have always been ranked among the first estates in the north part of the island, and contain by admeasurement 314 acres. They have within this last year been viewed by four intelligent, disinterested men who concur in valuing them at no less than £9,000, and upon a lease of 9 or 10 years at £400 per annum. Satisfactory proof of the correctness of this valuation has been made under a petition to the Chancellor. So, John Philip Garrett, a miner. I wonder what age he was at the time, but he had guardians looking for that loan of £4,500. Now, we heard Cherish the Ladies playing for us just before. Now, here are some ladies very much to be cherished. We're fortunate to have so many recordings of them. They are a Chwarazed Gwadeg, the Gwadeg sisters from Brittany. And here they are to sing some Gavotten Armenes, Gavots from the Mountain.
Margot
Ach, what is it, Gwadeg, the Gwadeg sisters from Carhaix in Brittany, Marivonne, Tassie and Eugénie, and in full the chorus there, Gavotte and Hermenez, Gavotte from the hill area, the mountain area of Brittany. Now, this advertisement looking for a loan of £4,500 to a miner, John Philip Garrett, to pay off the mortgages of Ballabruy and the Carrick in Lisaire goes on. The lender may rely on certain payment of his interest by having a receiver appointed to appropriate the rents. The benevolent are invited to do good by saving an orphan from beggary, and the prudent to serve themselves by laying out their money at high lawful interest and on eligible security. Any inquiries on the subject shall be punctually answered by John Caesar Gelling, Advocate, Douglas, Isle of Man. Well, the next actually moves us to Douglas, the next advertisement, in 1820, offering a warehouse to let, having three rooms, an office and a cellar, with, says the advertisement, a large yard, sufficient to cure 700 or 800 barrels of herrings, situate a short distance and may be seen from the quay. The buyer can see the fish taken in at the gateway. As Renish, Thomas Benjamin, Gwy, Boxer, the Overcher, slew cry, Genel scowen and cabil tannach den on de breg is ish rishen. A chadjinnach boxer ish jachru. Harawa ege ve de grey ach undene marn. Dagen wuljen ge fo rat de mai, rosh me denke den ish de veine hau. Egen tojach treva lion gaultus ne bain courage uns foglen chid geert. Van eisch kaur squer, rechid, eg deb lina jeg son kabel as mochen, eg keer blina jeg son buachen, eg nai blina son mordi, eg shach blina son kiri, as eg queg blina son karken as goi. Va cordel na chorish pension and fieldach son chansteren. Chauds nesch ren becher bi uns rechid jit de vein a hau as pension ege. Och, a gerridge van chush guller lort machon, na smoo as na smoo. Now we join Alan Burke as he's somewhere between Corky, Gustoolish, between Cork and Douglas. Alan, I think, was over here a few years ago with Ilium Skinner, I think it was, at the time. I think he arranged for Alan to come over and they played a couple of concerts for us. But anyway, this is Alan Burke, Idr Corky Gustoolish. The Lord is here. A song about a man who meets a young woman on the road, and she has a letter from her parents saying that he can marry her, but apparently he's already engaged himself to marry the daughter of John Davis from County Mayo. And funnily enough, just coming across that reference there reminded me of a song that's in the Sophia Morrison collection, and I think I can pair that with that one now. So I shall be doing that on the week, going back to have a look at that one. Nishvan ma beg chow hall jain ulach courage the way erlus on yorn. For fow on the bech clay trugich muggy dullion and aber woor, as jint na erd ginder son bayon verai on sesh. Son cavil ve guller grave ech pension quake punt the haru dach lay, as sir yaura quake punt jeg the chrech, lesh carriage na fully ool lane sir a teach. Harach na lai ruggery jeg boxer de hanmach sa taurus of lane lugshen. There was another store to be let in February of 1820, and this was adjoining Mr. Edward Forbes's herring concerns. Now these were on the South Quay in Douglas and remained in fish processing until fairly recent years, albeit latterly for shellfish rather than for herring. The area is between what's now the Millennium Bridge over the harbour and the foot of the road up to Douglas Head.
Tarpon try.
A And to close, this is the Welsh band Gwerinos, and they're playing several pieces here, three pieces to do with birds and nests. That's it this time, so now until the next time, this is Robert Cateen Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eva Machrieru, Ulyu as Orts Olier, as my Yerian Shedu.